With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. One of Mark Twain's favorite quotes, everybody talks about the weather. Well, this weather's worth talking about. A brutally cold winter holding much of the nation in its icy grip.
Almost 95 million people in parts of the country are under an extreme cold warning or advisory, says National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison.
Really some of the coldest temperatures of the entire winter season right now across the central United States.
He expects records to be broken with many areas in the single digits or below zero.
In the Dakotas, we're looking at temperatures that are as cold as minus 30 to even almost minus 40 degrees.
Orison says the extreme cold continues through at least Friday with snow in the forecast for the Midwest and Northeast. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, Elon Musk suggesting the work of President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency transcends politics. Musk, put in charge of DOGE by the president, says that if we don't attack the waste and abuse now, we may soon find it's too late.
A country is no different from an individual in that if an individual overspends, an individual can go bankrupt, and so can a country.
Musk and the president sat for an interview with Fox News host Sean Hannity. Mr. Trump says he inherited a $2 trillion annual deficit from the Biden administration. That's what he faced when he assumed office last month, along with inflation that remains stubbornly high. 14 Democrat state attorneys general have failed in a bid to halt the work of DOGE, federal judge rejecting their request for a temporary restraining order. Voting 51-45, the Senate confirming Howard Lutnick as Commerce Secretary, a Senate vote on Cash Patel, ahead of the FBI, may come tomorrow. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 91 points, NASDAQ futures off 23. This is SRN News. When about 5,000 Christian communicators gather in Dallas next week for the annual National Religious Broadcasters Conference, among the activities they'll encounter will be an on-site blood drive sponsored by MDA, Israel's Emergency Medical Service. Allison Gardy is Director of External Relations for American Friends of MDA.
We love NRB, and we'll never forget the Christian leaders who stepped up after October 7, 2023, donating not only funds, but also ambulances to replace the ones destroyed by Hamas. As a natural extension, we felt that having a blood drive at the NRB conference for the benefit of the people of Dallas made a lot of sense.
Allison Gardy adds that Dallas area residents don't have to be registered at the NRB in order to join next week's MDA blood drive. Walk-ins are welcome to participate at the Gaylord Texan Hotel, site of the National Religious Broadcasters 2025 gathering. This is SRN News. Justice Department lawyers and New York City Mayor Eric Adams set to face a federal judge who's signaling that he's unlikely to rubber stamp their request to drop corruption charges weeks before an April trial. Dr. Seuss has a gift for you, provided you share a birthday with the famed author.
Dr. Seuss Enterprises is offering a free copy of The Cat in the Hat this year to anyone with a March 2nd birthday. This is an expansion of last year's giveaway of 10,000 copies to newborns. Those who register at SeussPledge.com can choose to have a personalized book sent to them or gift their free copy to children in underserved communities. The offer is on a first-come, first-served basis. It's capped at 20,000 copies. Entrants must be at least 18 and legal residents of the 50 states or Washington, D.C. Keith Peters reporting.
Find more details at SRNnews.com.